ויבץ פס מוך לגוידו, היא מחברוי, ליה לגוידו מחזוקו, ושוימתו מקר הקפוי ונשמקל. קיצי, like, snapped his finger against the thumb, and that made a noise. Like the Gemara says, Bekule be Rav, Beis HaMedrash. Rav Huna did this, and it made noise that everybody in Beis HaMedrash was able to hear him. Fight to be oimrim loy ishi kain godol, hofig achas ala ritzpa. Now, first, what some say it means, get up and stand on the cold floor, but that will keep you up. Now, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yitzchok, al chodis, he says, the Ritzvah speaks out like he's being moist of something more than the Mishnah. Means, it could be Pshan the Mishnah also. We want to do something special. Do something new now. Achas also means like al chodis. Do something new to keep you awake. Mahi, what is something new we're telling the Kohen Gadol to do? Amrilei, we told him, achvu kida. Show us how you do a kiddah. That's what we told the Kohen Gadol to do in the middle of the night. When he's about to fall asleep, we told him, you know what to do to keep yourself awake. Show us a kiddah. What's a kiddah? It's Rashi. Alach is Rashi. Derech chidush herulanu. Show us something new. What does that mean? Rashi, ach v'kiddah. Noyet goidloi birds. Put your thumbs into the ground. V'shoichen, bow down. V'noishik asaritzpah. And kiss the floor. V'yoymed, then you're standing. Poshtim is like an acrobat. You're standing on your 2 feet, and you bend all the way over, and your 2 thumbs touch the floor, and you can kiss the floor, even though your hands are, your feet are standing up. Kach b'forsh b'sech to sukkah. So do a type of an acrobat. Do something like that, and that's a davar chiddush. Show us how you can do this, and that will keep you awake. When you do a little exercise, you won't fall asleep so fast. So you just tell him to do this. So sorry, Mashmi knew how to do acrobats. I don't know. If I would do it, I'd break my back. But unless you knew how to do this, they knew how to do it. We told them, do this, and this will keep you up. We were oisik with him. We kept on making sure he would walk and do things until it came to Zman Shchita. Tana, we didn't keep him up by singing, playing the instruments. Only with his mouth. Because we used to sing to him, what will we say to him? We say this passage, Im Hashem lo yivna baye shova mo lo yavoy navoy. In other words, if we don't do the right type of an avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, all the work we put into it is for nothing because it's not worth anything. Like we're telling the Kohen Gadol, make sure tomorrow, when you do the avoidah, do it with the right kavanah, the right way, that it shouldn't be that the Beis HaMikdash was made for nothing. Because we give him like Musa. So tomorrow, Me'akira Yerushalayim. The choshev people of Yerushalayim, lo yihayu yishanim kol halayla. They didn't go to sleep that night, the night of Yom Kippur. Kedei sheyishma Kohen Gadol kol havara. That the Kohen Gadol should hear that there are other people up also, and it'll make it easy for him to stay up. It's very hard to stay up yourself. But if you have other people with you, it's easier. So they used to push, like, be around it to make noise, that the Kohen Gadol will hear their noise, it'll be easier to stay up. V'lo yitei shina chatfosei. That the Kohen Gadol shouldn't fall asleep very fast. Tanya Abishur Loimer, Afbig Vulin Hoyoisin Kain. They used to do this even outside Yerushalayim. Zeichel Migdish, to remember what the Yakire Yerushalayim were doing. Ela Shoye Choytin. But even though they started out to do with the right kavanah to stay up all night, but it came out they were Choytin. They were Choytin means that the women, the men and ladies used to stay up together, and eventually throughout the whole night they were talking to one another, and they came out to do Chatoyim. Rashi, Yelo Shoy Yechoit in the bottom Rashi, Mesachkin Anoshim Benoshim, they were joking around the men and ladies, Yachad Uboim Laverim, they came to do Averis. So the Maise wasn't a good thing what they did. The Mar says, Omer Abaya, the Yitaymer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Targumur Nadoi, they learned over in Nadoi, Rashi, Targumur, Lahai Bigvulin, Hechohoy Yechoitin Ben Adoi, they said over in which place outside Yerushalayim did they do this Chet? It was in Nadoi. What was the Maise Nadoi? To Yomala Eliyahu Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Eliyahu spoke to Rav Yehuda, Achvod Rav Sola Chasida, the brother of Rav Sola Chasida, that Amrisu and Eliyahu Navi told him, I heard over that you said, Amala Yosu Mashiach. Like Yavtainis, how come Mashiach didn't come yet? For Yidna Yomach Dikapurayu, the Evo Kama Besulta Ben Adoy. Like he's giving an answer, you know why Mashiach is not coming yet? Because today is Yom Kippur, and in Adoi, there are plenty of people that are doing Chatoim, they're being boiled with Besulas on Yom Kippur. That was this Maisa, that they stood up the whole night, and they started to make a social event out of it, and they ended did Chatoim there. So, Omalei, he said about a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mayomer. So, Pashu Rabbi Yehuda asked back to Eliyahu, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say about this? Omalei, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying about this? Omele Yakorosh Baruch Hu Mayomer. Omele, he answered back, and Elio and Obi told him that Yakorosh Baruch Hu is saying, says over the Pesach, La Pesach Hatis Revitz. So Rashi says that Yetzhorah Machtia Bal Korchoy. That the Abish says, Malam a little bit chus. Like he's not mamish wiping them out. He's malamed a little bit chus that you should know. The reason why they're doing it is because there's a big Yetzirah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah. So a little bit like the little bit the terrace for the Klal Yisrael. That the Yabishter created the Yetzirah that makes them do it by Korchoy. So that the fact that Yetzkash of a Sotin Mayoma, good, the Yabishter is Moli Rachmin. But what does the Sotin say about this Maisan Yom Kippur? Or Malay Eliyonov, he answered back, Sotin, the Yoyma de Kippurei, Lestle Rishusle Yastunei. On Yom Kippur, the Sotin is kept quiet. He has no right to say anything. He can't say anything bad about Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. That's the Chasdi Hashem, that in Yom Kippur he's shut up. Mimai, what's the Raya? That Omer Rami Bar Choma. Hasotin, the word Hasotin, the Gematria, Tlos Meya, 300, Veshishin V'yabur, 364. So we da heavy. That's the Gematria of Sotin. So we dashin that Tlos Meya, Veshishin V'yabur, in Yoimin, Yoimi, Islay Veshusel Yastune, Lestune. 364 days of the year, the Sotin has a right to say bad things about Klal Yisrael. Mashenkin b'yomer dikipurei on Yom Kippur, lestle reshusel yestune. On Yom Kippur, doesn't have any right to say bad things about Klal Yisrael. So therefore, about this meisa, the Sotin can't say anything. So that was the meisa. Zoti Mishnah. B'chol yoim, every day, termin es ha-mizbeach, v'kriyas ha-gever. That the first avodah that they did every morning was the Trumas Hadeshin. Every morning the Kohen would go down to the Mizbeach and take a shovelful of the ashes out of the Mizbeach and put it down on the side of the Kevis. So every day, when did they do this avodah? The Kriyas HaGever. That was when one the Veker used to wake up the Kohanim. The Kriyas HaGever, that's the time they did the Trumas Hadeshin. Either right before the Veker used to wake them up, or else right after they would wake them up. That's when they used to do it every single day. Uviyom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, when did they do the mitzvahs of Trumas Hadeshen? Mechatzois. At Chatzois HaLaila already, they did the Kohen Gadol, they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Over a Golem, when did they do it on Yom Tovim? When did they do the Trumas Hadeshen on Yom Tovim? Meyashmer HaRishayna, even earlier than that. Even after the first third of the night, after the first Mishmar, that's when they did the Trumas Hadeshen. Vloihoysa Kriyas HaGeva Magas, and by the time that the Vekka used to wake up everybody in the Beis HaMikdash, Ad Shehoysa Azora Malaya Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael, the Azora was full of Klai Yisrael already. Hez Bayam Tovim, since all the Yidin wanted to come to bring a korban on Yom Tov, they wanted to bring the oilus Riya, oilus Chagiga, so everybody used to come in mamish in the middle of the night. That by the time it came in the morning, when they used to have the Kriyas HaGever, Kamat Ho Azora was filled up with Yisrael already. So Drashin, Termin Esam Ezbeach, Hadeshen Shulchoyte Min Hadeshen Bamachta, Pamachas. One time in the morning, they would take a shovel full of ashes out of the Mizbeach. Bein rav lamat, whether a lot or a little, doesn't matter how much was in the macht and in the shovel. Ubevachla yivchos memoli koimis, you have to have at least a handful. V'noisna, where did they put this handful, this shovel full of the ashes? V'mizrocha shokevis, on the east side of the kevis. V'nivla bim koimis, it's swallowed up in the mizmokim. Shenemar, teirim es hadeshin, v'soma yitzla mizbeach. That was the first avodah that was done in the morning. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. Somachle means somachle kriyas agev lefon lefnei kriyas soyam liachriyot. Either right before, or right afterwards. That's when they did this mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshen. V'yoyim akipur teiru mechatzois. Used to make the Trumas Hadeshen mechatzois. Over golem yashmar rishonim she b'shlish halayla kliyam masech the brachis gimel mishmar soyu halayla. Time of the Kulay. What are the different times they made the Trumas Hadeshen? That they wanted to be there in the Beis Hamikdash nice and early, that right after they brought the Korban HaTamid, then they wanted to start bringing their Korbanos l'Kavod Yom Tov. So the Gemara Tanan Hosen, we learned the Gemara in Zvachim, that Evorim She'epokul Megabi HaMizbeach. The locher is the what that the avoidus hayoyim, a regular day even. The shchita, the korbanis, has to be by daytime. The zrikas hadam on the mizbeach has to be by daytime, before shkia. If it becomes shkia, then the dam becomes posel, it's nicer, it's bal yolin. it's too late. You can't use the dam anymore. That's only the dam. But the Evorim, putting the piece of meat on the Mizbeach, that the mitzvah is kol alayla. The whole night time you're allowed to put the Evorim, the pieces of meat, from the korban on the Mizbeach the whole night time. Now what's going to be if you put the meats on the Mizbeach, let's say 9 o'clock at night, and then its question is, how long do you have to let it burn on the Mizbeach? What's going to be if in between it falls off? 10 o'clock it falls off the Mizbeach. So you have to put these pieces of meat back on top of the Mizbeach. So you learn the Gemara's Vachem like this, Tanan Hossam. A varim, the pieces of meat that you put on the Mizbeach from the Kabbonis or brought during the daytime, She'epoku me'agavya Mizbeach. If for some reason it fell off the Mizbeach, maybe now you put another piece of meat on top of everything, and that made a few pieces on the bottom fall off the Mizbeach. So Loch was like this. Koidim chatzois, if the piece of meat fell off the Mizbeach before chatzois halayla, yachser, then you're supposed to put this piece of meat back on the Mizbeach. It's not considered like it was burnt up yet. You weren't mekayim yet the mitzvahs of hakrovas evorim, of burning the evorim, because the mitzvah has to be burnt up completely. And we're talking about now that this piece of meat that fell off, true, the fire got a hold of it already, but it wasn't nasal ichl yet. It wasn't like mamash ashes burned through and through. So since it wasn't burned through and through yet, there's still a mitzvah that should be on the mizbeach, and you have to put it back on top of the mizbeach. Is the achto, you have to put it on top of the mizbeach. Umaylam behen. And who are then, if you have milah right now, if you have anor from this piece of meat, you're over the yisra milah. Hey, since there's a mitzvah still to let it burn more, it's still called kotshe yashem, it's still called an yisra milah, and you're over the yisra milah. What about liyacha chatzois? Hey, if you put the piece of meat on the mizbeach before chatzois, and it stood there a few hours or two, and now after chatzois, now it first falls off the mizbeach. Even though it's not burnt up completely, it's not like ashes yet, there's still a piece of meat there. But the fire went through and through the piece of meat, but it fell off the Mizbeach after Chatzos. Then the locher is lo yachzer. Now you don't have to return it anymore. You don't have to put it back on top of the Mizbeach. V'yein moylem behen. And there's no isimilah anymore. In other words, there's a yisoy that Chatzos ois ichul. That the evorim, the piece of meat, were on the Mizbeach, the Chatzos halayla, that gives it a din now as if it was burnt completely. And if it falls off, there's no mitzvah to put it back on again. Since there's no mitzvah, put it back on again, it's like nasa mitzvosan. The mitzvah sreisva was done already. So therefore, if it falls off, there's no mila on it. You're not over issa or mila. Because mila is only a kotshi Hashem, something that has mitzvah to do to it yet. Mashenken, once you did the mitzvah of the peace, there's no more mila anymore. See, after chatzoit, chatzoit halayla gives it a din now that it's nasal ichel. We look as if this piece of meat, as if the mitzvah sreifa was mekuyim already. There's no, it doesn't have to be burnt anymore. So if it falls off the mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back anymore. Therefore, there's no issa mila. That's a din in the Gemara in Zvachim. For the Gemara, we know how mili. How do we know such a yisoid? That pum chatzoit. Chatzoit halayla, that's the magic. That's a new halacha. That if the piece of meat fell off before chatzoit, it's not mekayim the mitzvah yet. You have to put it back on again. But if it comes off after chatzos, even though both pieces of meat were burnt the exact same amount, there's an afkamin of chatzos made an ichul or not. How do we know this? Let's see Rashi. Koydim chatzos laila umoylem bez Rashi. The koydim chatzos ein echoshev ichul. Before chatzos is not considered like it's burnt up completely. B'yeva sheish b'yadayim mamish. We're talking about a piece of meat that has some mamish, there's some substance there yet. Lefikos, therefore, sorachli azliru el marochom. There's a mitzvah to put it back on top of the marochom. V'chivish l'nasas kol mitzvosan. Since you didn't do all the mitzvah of the sreifah, kotshi Hashem karinim bei. It's still considered kotshi Hashem. V'yispei milo l'nenem mimenu. Therefore, if anybody has some type of enjoyment from it, he's over the yispei milo. Ma'ashenkin achachatzois. Ein sorach l'achz, you don't have to return it anymore. Shachatzois oisi ichol. Be'evorim. Chatzos makes ichol be'evorim. Why? In the case, she'moshle bo'yor, if the fire got a hold of the whole piece of meat, that's moshle bo means the fire ruled, went over the whole piece of meat, even though it didn't burn it through and through, but the outside of the meat was caught by fire, then we say chatzos makes it ichol. The afafi she'esh bo'y mamash k'yavu l'kamon, even though the kameh, even though there's some mamoshes, there's some substance left of the meat, still, once it comes chatzos, you mekayim the mitzvah sreif already. Menelav yein moylem ben, kada kaimalon. Shenasis mitzvason ein moylem boy. Once you already did the mitzvah by kodeshim, there's no issa mila. Now kivan les betar gavoya, lekarina bekotshi Hashem, ovemila ksiv vechoto bishkogo, mikotshi Hashem. So for the more minor in the middle of the chatzoy soy sichul. How do we know this yisoid? That the fact the pieces of meat were on the mizbeach and burning up until chatzoyis, as soon as it comes chatzoyis, now it's considered like yimakayim mitzvah sreifam, as if ichul, as if the piece of meat is burned up mamish through and through, and like there's no substance there. It's as if that and yimakayim the mitzvah. A modern halacha. Then how do we know this? Like mecha taisim, the piece of meat really wasn't burned up completely. It's the same way; it's halfway done only. So if it comes off before chatzayis, it's not makarim the mitzvah. You have to put it back up again. If it falls off after chatzayis, there's a new din as if you're makarim the mitzvah. You don't have to put it back on again. For the gemara, minu hanimili. How do we know this? So Amar Rav. Rav says there are two psukim. One pasuk says like this: Kol ha'layla v'hikter. Mashma, the whole night you have a right. You're supposed to burn the meats. The form of the meat of the carbon should be burning the whole night. The kasa v'echroim. Another pasuk says, "Kol halayla v'herim." That no mashma, you finished burning already, and after it's finished burning, then you do the mitzvah trumas hadeshin. Says mashma, "Kol halayla v'herim." You could do the trumas hadeshin the whole night time. Says mashma, there's no more mitzvah to let it burn anymore. Skorts astira, but manishach, are you supposed to let the piece of meat burn the whole night and first do the trumas hadeshin, which is take off the ashes in the morning, or else no? You're supposed to take off the ashes throughout the whole night. Mashma, as soon as it burns a little bit, already you're mekayim the mitzvah sreifa. So it's a sira. Chokei said, how could that be the two psukim? And the Gemara tell you chokeiu. It means to say divide the night in half. That chetzav le'aglak torah. The first half of the night there's a mitzvah to burn the meat, and if it came off the marocha, you have to put it back on again. Mashenkin v'chetzav le'aroma. The second half of the night after chatzos, then there's no more mitzvah sreifa anymore. Then there's a mitzvah haroma fakeret. Then it's considered like everything is burnt up. You're makayim mitzvah sreifa. Now you can start doing mitzvah haromas at trumas hadeshen. Now you can start going to the marocha and take out a shovelful of the ashes. So otherwise, it's a theory of posik. One posik mashma the whole night you're supposed to burn the piece of meat, and one posik is mashma the whole night you can ready to take off the ashes. That's the Gemara's teretz divided in half. The first half of the night the mitzvah is to burn it. You're not makayim the mitzvah sreifa. If it falls off, put it back on again. Mashenken after chatzos. Then there's the mitzvah trumas hadeshen. It's considered like it's not the ichul, and you don't have to burn it anymore. Trashi, kol alayla v'hikter. Hi ho'ayla al-moyto kol alayla. Alma kol alayla mitzvah liyos al-moyto. Alma kol alayla hevi haktoras evorim. V'yafilu mash al-moyted in pokud is the mitzvah. Put it back on again. That's the pasuk kol alayla. The whole night it should burn. Because of the Echoim, call a Lila Beherim. To some of the Lahu Kro, the Lova Shakoi Midoi Bad, the Herim Adeshin. Alma, call a Lila, have you Choshe Kichel? No. Any part of the night is considered as if the meat was burnt up already. The Kori Bosser Oila, Deshin. And the Posse calls it considered like Yeshes already. Mishemosh, the Boyor. Mash, Mishun is the fire. Got a hold of the piece of meat. The fire grabbed a hold of the whole meat and it started to burn it on all around it, even though it didn't burn through and through yet. It's considered nas ichum the koshel arimoi, and right then you're allowed to make the trumas hadeshen. So who has the stira? One pasuk is mashm, it has to burn the whole night, and the other pasuk is mashm. No, as soon as it started to burn, it's already called nasa mitzvosin, and you can do the haromas address trumas hadeshen already. So that's the gemara's teretz chatziayu lak toros drashin shein ichul. The first half of the night doesn't make ichum. The impokut sarok lahaktir. Then if it falls off the first half of the night, there's a mitzvah to put it back on again. Let it burn vaita. But after chatzos halayla, then it's considered like nas ichul. For kori deshin, it's considered like yeshes already. Alma chatzos meshav leichul. So you see from this pasuk that once the meat was on the mizbeach during chatzos, chatzos makes it as if it's burnt up through and through, and as if it's ashes right now, and there's no more mitzvah sreifer on it anymore. Adarabba, now there's a mitzvah to start doing the trumas hadeshin. That's why we want to answer this din the Gemara in Zvachim. For the Gemara, most of Rav Kana have a kasha from you from our Mishnah here. That our Mishnah says that b'chol yoyim torim es hamizbech mekriyas hagevur. Every day throughout the year, normal day, when did the kahanim do the trumas hadeshen? In the morning, when the veker used to wake them up. Either right before or right after. When did they do the mitzvah trumas hadeshen on Yom Kippur? Mechatzos. Bechatzos halayla, that's when they did the mitzvah trumas hadeshen. But we regolim, this is the kasha. Our Mishnah says though, on the Gimel regolim, on Pesach, on Sukkot and Shavuos, may Ashmer Harishayna. When did the Kohanim do the mitzvah Trumas Hadeshen? When did they go to the Mizbeach and take off the ashes from the Mizbeach? Like, when did they start doing the mitzvahs for Hirim Esadeshen? That means after the first third of the night, that's even before Chatzayis HaLayla. That's the kasha. If you're telling me now it's Gzeiras HaKosev, that the first half of the night is mitzvahs to burn, and there's no din Trumas Adeshin, so how on your Gimel Regolim were you allowed to take off the Trumas Adeshin before Chatzayis HaLayla? How could they do it? Mashmer Rishayna. If you're going to tell me that we dash dash in the psukim, this is a drush of the Yeraisa, that up until Chatzayis the mitzvah is to burn it, and not to take off the Truma Tadeshin. The mitzvah Truma only is chal. After Chatzayis, he, Heichem Akdimam, Veichem Akhrinam. How could we do it on Gimur Golem earlier? Of course, not this man Truma Tadeshin yet. So Rashi, the Yeraisi, Heichem Akdimim Gassinim, Loi Gassin Heichem Akhrinim. Halakol Chetziv Roel Aroma, Omalonim Yachar. That's no kasha, how we do it later. But the kasha is Heichem Akdimim, says Rashi. Afilu Deshin Am Uchu Yofa. Even the case we'll have a meat that's mamish burnt up very well. Abu Amrit, you're telling me now that Chetziv Li Aroma, that when is there a mitzvah Trumas Adeshin? The second half of the night only. Alma, what do you see? Ein Chatzir Rishon Kosh Lakach. The way you dash in the psukim, that the first half of the night is not roy for the mitzvah Trumas Adeshin. Fakir, the first part of the night is kol alayla v'hikter. You have to let it burn the whole part of the night. When can you start making the Trumas Adeshin? That's only the second half of the night, after Chatzos. So if you dash in a posuk like that, it's Shvar al Mishnah. How could our Mishnah say that in the Gimur Golem, they used to make the Trumas Adeshin after the first Mishnah of the night, which was before Chatzos Alayla? So that's the kasha. All right, we'll stop here.